And news remembers Burt Reynolds. Friday, September 7th, 2018. This is PF Forever with Unnews. Hollywood, stop what you're doing right now. Legendary actor and Hollywood icon Burt Reynolds has died from a heart attack. He was 82. The often mustachioed playboy was best known for such classics as Smokey and the Bandit, The Longest Yard, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Deliverance, and his Oscar-nominated role in 1997's Boogie Nights. But before Reynolds was an actor, he was a football star. Much like his Longest Yard character, playing in high school and getting an athletic scholarship to Florida State. An injury ended it all. And thus, he grew a porn stash and became Burt Reynolds. Ted Ferguson turned down such legendary roles as James Bond and Han Solo, and was one of Paramount's top choices to play Michael Corleone. I took the part that was the most fun. I didn't take the part that would be the most challenging, Reynolds said in an interview with CNN. The mustachioed one filed for bankruptcy in 1996. He was set to appear in Quentin Tarantino's upcoming Charles Manson 1969 movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but he died before his scenes were shot. Let's hope they can get Tom Atkins, Tom Skerritt, or Tom Selleck. Burt Reynolds, Ted Ferguson, 1938-2018. This is PF Forever with Sun News.
Come on, how are you?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah, very good.
God damn, you play a mean banjo.
Hey, you want to play another one?
Give him a couple of bucks.
And if you really want to remember Burt Reynolds, I didn't know this existed, but check out The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, 1994. Burt Reynolds gets in a pie fight with legendary Double Dare host Mark Summers. You have to see it to believe it. On your mark, get set, go.